What you want to achieve is what you should be going for.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin.
Today's episode is sponsored by the GoingNorthPodcast.com shop. It is going to help you have northbound direction to your own success. If you want a great inspirational quote like advance others to advance yourself, or today a reader, tomorrow a leader, heck, even some puns like pile on and always fully booked on your tote bag, mug, hoodie, heck, even a t-shirt and many, many other items. Head over to GoingNorthPodcast.com, click on the shop tab, and cop yourself some merchandise indeed. And that's GoingNorthPodcast.com/shop. And today on the highlight reel, builder for authors known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Because today's wonderful guest, y'all. It's funny how the good old, I guess some will call it law of attraction, because today's guest actually is one of the co-authors of one of the many hundreds of books I read to amp up my personal growth, and it was a wonderful book about 21 days to better networking. And lo and behold, a few years later, the magnet of life happens. We got the author right here, and he's bigger and better than ever, with even more books under his belt. And not only is he a wonderful best-selling author, multiple books, also a father of five as well. So let's give it up for the kind and wonderful Ken Williams. How are you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing so great. I'm so glad to be here with you, Dom.
Man, shoot. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. The good news is here you got a new fancy book that basically smacks the old box of SMART goals and makes it a lot better.
Yes.
So what inspired you to do that, my man? Heck, even quickly before that, what got you into all this, I guess, personal growth and productivity, my man? You got the book about LinkedIn, networking, and all this other stuff, like the foundational stuff that folks need to focus on.
Comparing yourself to other people is never a good idea. But as I compared myself to other people, I realized I was not where I wanted to be. I was not where I thought I could be. I was not where I thought my potential was. And so you mentioned the first book that I wrote, 21 Days to Success Through Networking. That happened when I was working for a company and my position was eliminated. And so I needed to start really focusing on the things that I thought would help me be successful. And at the time, I was very introverted and found a great mentor who was the exact opposite, very extroverted. But about 3 years ago, my wife heard a podcast with a life coach and she said, you should do that. You should be a life coach. You would be good at it. And so I explored it and it's changed everything. It changed what I thought was possible. I have to say my last year has been so amazing. It's been hard sometimes. It's been frustrating, but it's been incredible. And it's because I am finally starting to look at possibility totally differently, including the way that I approach my goals.
That's what I'm talking about, indeed. Yeah, the good old restructure could suck. It's like, dude, it's like I'm doing good work here, and it's like you still kick me out the freaking organization. Like, really? Well, come on, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's right.
Shoot, build my own freaking fort. That's right, indeed. Actually, you ever seen it as a show called Futurama before with Bender, yes, the robot? Where he said, yeah, we're going to build our own, amusement park with blackjack and hookers. It's like, yeah, we're going to build it even better, baby, except without the blackjack, without the hookers. We're going to build with personal growth and best-selling books.
Yes.
Speaking of books, my goodness, this new fabulous book, Stupid Goals Blueprint, the Antidote to Toxic SMART Goals. So my goodness, so what exactly are toxic SMART goals anyway?
So SMART goals, this is what my dad taught me when I was growing up, that you need to set goals and they need to be SMART goals. And SMART goals, SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And I tried to set SMART goals, and there are just so many holes in SMART goals. And I thought I was the problem. I thought I was doing something wrong because they just weren't working for me. And it turns out that the structure doesn't take into account things that are just natural for us achieving what we want to achieve in our lives. And so one example is in the name SMART, you've got attainable, but nobody tells you what attainable means. Are we talking about what you think is attainable, what I think is attainable, what my wife thinks is attainable, what my boss thinks is attainable? So the default is I set goals based on what I think is attainable, which takes into account what I've done in the past, but doesn't take into account what really is possible. So for example, that first book, I didn't know that writing the book was possible. And my wife told me, you have a story, you need to write it. And I thought, it's not even realistic. I'm not even going to subject myself to that kind of disappointment by not writing a book. It doesn't, why? Why would I just add a failure onto what's already been kind of a mediocre life? And so by shifting from SMART goals to stupid goals, I've kind of uncovered some of these flaws with SMART goals. I've filled in the gaps, and hopefully will help people set goals that they can get excited about, set goals that they can accomplish so that they can do things that they never imagined were possible. And it's not that hard. And that's the great thing. It's not that hard. We're not climbing up Mount Everest, for example. We're just taking little steps to move us in that direction.
There you go. It's right. Little steps a day that turn to big steps. That's right indeed. Might start off with a size 7 shoe, might end up with a size 23 when you're done.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, sure, Americans be like, well, we got a railroad right here, folks.
That's right.
So my goodness, the Sister Band's been coaching for a bit. Has there been a moment where you look back on one of your coaching client experiences that actually upped your A game as a coach?
Yeah, and so it was interesting because I realized that what I help people with is I help people who are stuck in their career, that they're kind of in that career limbo, especially if they've got a bad boss and the boss is not helping them move ahead. And I knew that setting goals was going to be a part of that. And I was driving a couple of months ago, just trying to reverse engineer why I had jumped through so many hoops to accomplish some things that I didn't think I wanted to accomplish. And the one that really struck me was a ham radio license, which I have no idea what a ham radio license is for. I didn't know that I wanted one. A couple of years ago, my son reached out to me and said, hey, we should do it. We should get ham radio licenses together. And I thought, okay, that's fine. So that was kind of the scenario. And there are three levels of license. The technician is the entry level. Then there's the general. And the top is extra. And it's only like less than 20% of people with their licenses have that extra license. And I had this kind of a wild idea. I should go for the extra. I should go. And this is heavy duty electronics type knowledge. That's not my wheelhouse. I don't understand it. It's a different language for me. And I was studying every day. I was taking practice tests every day, and I was failing spectacularly in some cases, practice tests every day, and I was not giving up. And I finally passed the test. But as I tried to look back and figure out what was so motivating, because if you were to ask me, why do you want your ham license? I would say, I really don't. I don't care. But I could not stop. And what was happening, so stupid, my stupid goals blueprint, stupid is an acronym. Stupid is, it stands for stretch. It's going to be a stretch goal. It's going to be tangible. It's going to be something that you are unshakable in achieving. P is possible. It has to be possible. I is inspirational or inspiring, and D is developmental. So I discovered the inspiring. I had this idea based on something my son had said. My father-in-law, who was a ham radio operator as well, passed away earlier this year. And my son decided he wanted to inherit my father-in-law's call sign. So imagine like a vanity license plate. And so that's where it kind of got my ideas churning. And my father-in-law's call sign is N9AWK. And I just did a little bit of research and I discovered N1AWK and N2AWK and N8AWK were all available, that people could request and receive those call signs as vanity call signs. And so it was just an instant that I had this idea. My father-in-law had his call sign as his license plate number. What if I choose N1 and my wife chooses N2 and my son inherits N9 and my other son gets N8, and we could just line our cars up. We would all have matching license plates with our call signs. And that vision, that moment, got me excited. What a tribute to my father-in-law, A. What an accomplishment, B, for the rest of us. Kind of something that ties us together as a family. And that moment inspired me. As frustrating as it was, as I was studying and passing and not understanding and studying some more, my wife was making fun of me because she loved that I was struggling with something, because I didn't struggle like that in high school. And I achieved it. I could not let it go. And so as I reverse engineered, I realized that flash, I didn't have it written down. It wasn't a mantra. It wasn't an affirmation or anything like that. It was just this instant of an inspiring idea. And I thought, there's nothing in SMART goals that supports that. There's nothing in SMART goals that talks about what do you do if you struggle with achieving the thing. SMART goal is all about the destination. Stupid goal is all about the journey. We're going to take the journey and we're going to learn from the journey. And if you lose the weight, or if you gain the money, or if you, whatever it is that you're going for, if you accomplish that, that's just a bonus. If you hit the finish line of your marathon, fantastic. But look at who you've become as you train for the marathon. And that's the focus. That's the emphasis. And for me, that's what has gotten exciting about setting and achieving stupid goals. It's changed the way that I thought about goals. It's changed my life. And I just want to share it. I just want people to understand, you don't have to have SMART goals. You can have stupid goals, and it's better. It's so much more fun.
Amen to that, dude. Because like first hearing about SMART goals, like, okay, it success for the most part. And you brought up the fact of attainable. It's like attainable is different for everybody and makes so much sense, right? But it's like it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it, and it's kind of something, especially for me, I had to do something multiple times. After a while, I was like, but this sounds like something that I might enjoy a lot more. Indeed, definitely a lot more indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
My advice, it's really kind of the center of the stupid goal. And it's, I would ask myself, what do I want? And I would start working towards it rather than waiting for somebody to tell me what I should want based on my age or my career level or whatever else. What do I want? And I can go after anything I want. It doesn't have to be something that is, quote unquote, realistic. Writing that book, that first book, did not seem realistic to me, but I did it. And it was such a great experience. And I think the advice I would give to myself is, what you want to achieve is what you should be going for.
Connect four, go for it. That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's right. If you want for it, you should go for it. That's right, indeed. That's right. Don't have to be a gopher. That's right, indeed. Don't have to grab a golf club and say four. Just go for it, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. You don't even need a Christmas label. Where's this to and from? Just go for it. Well, for those need to keep in contact with you and have some copies of your magical book, since they only got a teaser of what my man has to offer, probably has 99% more of a whole keg of knowledge to offer. What's the best way for folks to dive in and check out your wares, my man?
My website, KenWilliamsCoaching.com, gives you a chance to reach out to me. But if you go to KenWilliamsCoaching.com, and it's, I try to keep my name simple, KenWilliamsCoaching.com/stupid, I will send you my Stupid Goals Blueprint, and then I'll help you work towards whatever goal you want.
Well, there you have it, folks. KenWilliamsCoaching.com. That's right, indeed. Add the /stupid for that blueprint, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So the name of the game is, we're going to take you from Bob the Builder to Bob the freaking Frank Lloyd Wright, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. You have all sorts of architecture all over the globe alive for hundreds of years, metaphorically speaking, all because you switched over to stupid goals and found the right journey, or you found the right path. That's right, indeed. He took the fork in the road and turned it to a spoon. That's right, indeed, with the help of Ken, y'all. That's right, indeed. Well, any parting words before we close up shop, my man?
My final words are, you can have anything you want. All you have to do is have the courage to admit to yourself what you want and then start taking steps to move towards it.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for 3, and be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.